It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome on into the First Cup Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining us today as we get up, get things done today, and make it happen. We've got some good news for you today. And remember, you can always go to guidinglights.org for more good news, positivity, and uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Before we begin the show, I'd like to open with this quote by Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. Beauty on the outside never gets into the soul, but beauty of the soul reflects itself on the face. Its loveliness refuses to be imprisoned. It comes out in the eyes, the words, and the kindness of the hands. Today is March 25th, 2024. Did you know that on this day, March 25th, 1954, the very first color TV went on sale? Also, today's National Medal of Honor Day. March 25th recognizes all Medal of Honor recipients. The Medal of Honor is the highest military award for valor in the United States and was created in 1861. Time now for your favorite part of the show, some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the coyote. Did you know coyotes make lots of different noises, from barks and howls to yelps and squeals? They communicate with each other at dawn and dusk.
Did you know that hungry coyotes might seem mischievous, but their hunting keeps a balance in the wildlife around them?
And now, on to the good news. Today's good news comes out of North Carolina, and I'm reading this article from myfox8.com. North Carolina goat farmer plans second year for barbecue contest and chili cook-off as fundraiser for cancer patients. If you can cook a delicious bowl of chili or the best barbecue on your block, there's a contest for you. It's called Goat Fest. And it isn't just about bringing home bragging rights. It's about helping out local cancer patients. Jason Knapp is known around Nash County for his goat farm. He's known online for his cooking videos. But he hopes to really draw people's attention with Goat Fest, a barbecue contest and chili cook-off for a good cause. The whole journey is helping people that need help in our area, Knapp explained. We work with a lot of oncologists and cancer support groups. Knapp says the event will benefit his nonprofit, The Kitchen Goat Feeds, which provides grocery store gift cards to cancer patients. He started the nonprofit after seeing people struggle with the cost of care. Knapp has hemochromatosis, which is a hereditary liver condition. His treatments take place in the same office where cancer patients get chemotherapy. I see a lot of people that are in very dire straits, he said, when somebody's got a $10,000 bill and they sit there and do budgets and make sacrifices. He hopes grocery store gift cards can help ease a bit of worry and said some recipients even cry with gratitude upon receiving them. Last year was the first time for Goat Fest, which got its name because Knapp raises goats. He clarified that no one will be cooking goats, but the animals will be on hand to see and pet. Knapp said last year's inaugural event was a success. We flew by the seat of our pants. We raised $5,000, Knapp noted, adding the group hopes to raise even more this year. The event takes place Saturday, April 13th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. down there in Nashville, North Carolina. There will be music as well as games and activities for the kids. And that there is the good news of the day. And that's what it's really all about, isn't it? If you are out there in the area, that's definitely worth checking out. Something fun for the family and supporting a great cause. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope you enjoyed that bit of good news. And I hope it serves as a reminder that good news happens all around us. And though it may seem it's all bad, it really isn't. There is plenty of good out there as well. And that's what this show is all about, shining a light on the good news so we can celebrate it and make some of our own. So if you have some good news you want to share with me, I'd love to do that. Email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Now, before we part ways for the day, I want to leave you with a really bad dad joke. What do you call a cheese that isn't yours? Nacho cheese. Well, that's going to wrap up the show today. Have a great day today. And speaking of days, There's 281 days left in 2024. I encourage you to make each and every one of those count. And I'll be back here with you tomorrow morning.